Well, Viv Holland, she found a burglar in her home. She was woken up at 2 a.m. Well, I'm not going to tell you any more because she's joining me on the phone now to tell me what happened next. Viv, good afternoon.
Hello there.
Hi. Well, I read your story. It is an absolutely fascinating one. Tell us what happened.
Well, just I heard noises at 2 o'clock in the morning. And you're never quite sure if it's the house creaking or whether it's actually anybody coming in. Well, you wouldn't expect it to be, but yeah. And I heard a piece of wood crack, so I realised that it wasn't just the house creaking. And so I woke my husband up, and he listened, and we realised that somebody was breaking in. So then I went to one bedroom and started to ring the police while my husband watched out for the police to arrive, because we've got a electric gates that can only be opened with the, you know, like with the zapper.
Yeah.
And so we knew that the police wouldn't be able to get in without him letting them in. So when we saw the police arrive, we both went downstairs, but we've only got like one door. And what people tend to do is, like, the front door is in a funny place, and people tend to go straight past it into the garden, which is what the police did, and they were going around looking for how to get in. So we knew we had to help them. So we went downstairs, and it never crossed our mind, really, that the burglar would still be in, because we just thought the police are here, it's fine, you know. And then we walked through the kitchen, and this fellow in black with a black balaclava leapt out on us. And everybody was startled, including him, interestingly. And he said, after we sort of all got over the shock of having bumped into each other, if you know what I mean, that he said, "I'm not going to hurt you, I'm not going to hurt you," but kept walking towards us. And so we were sort of backing off while he was saying, you know, "I'm not going to hurt you." And then I think I realised that he was really frightened, and he really wasn't going to hurt us. So I asked him if he'd like to sit down.
As you do.
As you do. I mean, looking back on it, it's sort of a bit strange, but at the time it seemed, well, it was the right thing, you know, but you do things by intuition, don't you? You know, so I asked him to sit down, which he did. And when my husband thought I was safe, he went to go and find the police looking in the garden to try and get in. And so I talked to him while the police came.
So what kind of conversation did you have?
Well, I asked him, I mean, obviously he wasn't really asking this question, but I asked him what he was doing there. Well, I know what he was doing there, he was a burglar. But I sensed he was young, because of course I didn't know at that point, because he had a balaclava on.
Yeah.
But I sort of felt he was young and he was frightened. All I could think of was, gosh, it's such a hard place to get the job anyway, as it is. Well, he's really messed up is what I was thinking. And, you know, why are you messing your life up? So when I was asking, what are you doing here? That's really what I was asking. You know, why are you doing this daft thing is really what I was asking.
And he kept his balaclava on the whole conversation, I guess.
Well, oddly enough, yes, I don't think I remember that at all, but my husband said afterwards, he said, "Do you realise you were talking to him all the time with his balaclava on?" and they didn't come off.
And what happened after that? So the police arrested him, took him away.
And then he got and he pleaded guilty. And he was then, you know, sentenced and everything. And after that, I mean, I knew that, I sort of felt that he wasn't out of reach. You know, I'd had this feeling that he was afraid, and which I hadn't expected. And when I asked him to sit down, he did. And then we talked, and he wasn't aggressive or anything at all. He just sort of talked, you know, and so I just felt like he wasn't out of reach. And I felt that there was, you know, he's not somebody who's going to be, he could be turned round if he, you know, quite, you know, if it was the right input.
Yeah.
And so I actually contacted the, sorry, go on.
No, well, I was going to say, after he was sentenced, you met him again, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. But I then was contacted by the youth offending people, who asked us if we wanted to take part in the restorative justice thing, which involved us going on a panel with him. And that's when I met him again.
And what happened then?
Well, my purpose was to see if I can... I wanted him to understand that the people that he burgles have lives. You know, I wanted him to sort of see the full context. Mm. So that in the hope that he wouldn't do it again. And so, we were asked to think about the questions we wanted to ask, which I had done. And they asked the questions, and then it culminated in him. It was the morning of my mother's funeral, and I said that after I'd asked him a few questions, and he just said, "I'm really sorry. I really am sorry." And I felt he meant it. You know, he was really sad, and I just felt, and then since then I've had a report from the social worker who said that he seems to be really turning round.
And what sentence did he get?
Do you know, I can't remember. I think it might have been a year's something or other with, I don't think he's, I think he has done burglaries before, but he hasn't been, he's not.
Mm.
I don't know. It was one that involved him interacting with the social workers more than anything else.
Do you think he'll do it again?
Well, I think he won't. I think the like, I mean, I don't know, but I think he was somebody who was being lent on and pressed by other people. And so I think if he can keep away from them, I think he will be okay.
And you are by profession a mediator, so I guess your experience of that helped you in these circumstances.
I think I wasn't consciously doing that, but I'm used to trying to help people through conflict, and I was having my own conflict at the time, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I was living my own job. So I think I'm sure that helped.
I think you've used your skills very well. I suspect all this publicity will do your business no harm, Viv, and good luck to you. So it's an absolutely fascinating tale, and thank you very much for joining us here on LBC. That's Viv Holland, a professional mediator who confronted a balaclava-clad burglar.